Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he has not seen proof that AP, Hamas were in same building. By Breitbart News on May 17, 2021. AP, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signaled Monday the U.S. still was not joining calls for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers as fighting entered its second week, with more than 200 people dead, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. Blinken's stand comes despite growing pressure from the United States' UN Security Council partners, some Democrats and others for President Joe Biden's administration and other international leaders to wade more deeply into diplomacy to end the worst Israel-Palestinian violence in years and revive long-collapsed mediation for a lasting peace there. Speaking in Copenhagen, where Blinken is making an unrelated tour of Nordic countries this week, Blinken ticked off U.S. outreach so far to try to de-escalate hostilities in the Gaza Strip and Israel, and said he would be making more calls Monday. In all of these engagements, we have made clear that we are prepared to lend our support and good offices to the parties should they seek a ceasefire, Blinken said. He said he welcomed efforts by the UN, where the United States has so far blocked a proposed Security Council statement on the fighting, and other nations working for a ceasefire. Any diplomatic initiative that advances that prospect is something that we'll support, he said. And we are again willing and ready to do that. But ultimately it is up to the parties to make clear that they want to pursue a ceasefire. As battles between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers surged to their worst levels since 2014 and the international outcry grew, the Biden administration, determined to wrench U.S. foreign policy focus away from the Middle East and Afghanistan, has declined so far to criticize Israel's part in the fighting or send a top-level envoy to the region. Appeals by other countries so far show no sign of progress. Pulling back from Middle East diplomacy to focus on other policy priorities, like Biden's emphasis on dealing with the rise of China, carries political risk for the administration either way. That includes weathering any blame when violence flares as the U.S. steps back from conflict zones in the Middle East and Afghanistan. But a relatively hands-off approach from the administration in the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict also could spare Biden officials years of shuttle diplomacy in support of a peace process that neither side actively supports. At least 200 Palestinians have been killed in the strikes as of Monday, including 59 children and 35 women, with 1,300 people wounded, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. 8 people in Israel have been killed in rocket attacks launched from Gaza, including a 5-year-old boy and a soldier. Blinken also said he had asked Israel for any evidence for its claim that Hamas was operating in a Gaza office building housing the Associated Press and Al Jazeera news bureaus that was destroyed in an Israeli airstrike over the weekend. But he said that he personally has not seen any information provided. Blinken's comments came after UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened emergency weekend meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed, as Israeli warplanes carried out the deadliest single attack Sunday in the week of fighting. Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told an emergency high-level meeting of the Security Council on Sunday that the United States was working tirelessly through diplomatic channels to stop the fighting. She warned that the return to armed conflict would only put a negotiated two-state solution to the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict even further out of reach. However, the United States, Israel's closest ally, has so far rejected moves by China, Norway, and Tunisia in the Security Council for a statement by the UN's most powerful body, including a call for the cessation of hostilities. In Israel, Hadi Amer, a deputy assistant dispatched by Blinken to try to de-escalate the crisis, met with officials. Blinken himself has no announced plans to stop in the Middle East on his current trip. Representative Adam Schiff, Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, urged Biden on Sunday to step up pressure on both sides to end current fighting and revive talks to resolve Israel's conflicts and flashpoints with the Palestinians. I think the administration needs to push harder on Israel and the Palestinian Authority to stop the violence, bring about a ceasefire, end these hostilities, and get back to a process of trying to resolve this long-standing conflict, Schiff, a California Democrat, told CBS's Face the Nation. Senator Todd Young of Indiana, the senior Republican on the Foreign Relations Subcommittee for the region, joined Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, the subcommittee chairman, in asking both sides to cease fire. Senator John Ossoff of Georgia separately joined 26 other Democratic senators and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent, on Sunday in urging an immediate ceasefire to prevent further civilian deaths and any further escalation of the overall conflict. More Democratic lawmakers joined the calls Monday. Biden focused on civilian deaths from Hamas rockets in a call with Netanyahu on Saturday, and a White House readout of the call made no mention of the U.S. urging Israel to join in a ceasefire that regional countries were pushing. Thomas Greenfield said U.S. diplomats were engaging with Israel, Egypt, and Qatar, along with the UN. Netanyahu told Israelis in a televised address Sunday that Israel wants to levy a heavy price on Hamas. "That will take time," Netanyahu said, signaling the war would rage on for now. Representatives of Muslim nations met Sunday to demand Israel halt attacks that are killing Palestinian civilians in the crowded Gaza Strip. At the virtual meeting of the Security Council, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN was actively engaging all parties for an immediate ceasefire. Returning to the scenes of Palestinian militant rocket fire and Israeli airstrikes in the fourth such war between Israel and Hamas only perpetuates the cycles of death, destruction and despair, and pushes farther to the horizon any hopes of coexistence and peace, Guterres said. Eight foreign ministers spoke at the Security Council session, reflecting the seriousness of the conflict, with almost all urging an end to the fighting.